With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Tropical Storm Debby is strengthening as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico toward Florida. Forecasters predict it will become a hurricane and drench Florida's west coast. Michael Brennan is at the National Hurricane Center.
By Monday morning, we're going to see the hurricane making landfall somewhere along the Florida Big Bend coast. The potential for expecting hurricane force winds somewhere within that warning area. So you want to use the rest of today to get your property ready, put up any shutters, secure any loose items, be planning for widespread power outages, tree damage, some structural damage as well.
Debby is also expected to bring heavy rain to Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina later in the week. Also at SRNNews.com, rain is needed in the western U.S. That's where some 90 wildfires are burning. California has a big one now. It's the fourth largest on record in the state. It's called the Park Fire and has destroyed more than 500 structures. The weather was more cooperative this weekend, though, according to Public Information Officer Devin Terrell.
We really presumed that it was going to have a lot more of an impact. We've really made a lot of progress over the last couple of days, especially on the entire left flank of the fire. The only real problem side of it, I would say, is the northeast corner of the fire. There's a lot of really steep drainages in that area that make it really hard to just make access, and it takes a lot more time to access those areas because of the terrain.
It's been another violent day in Bangladesh, as many dozens of people have been killed, hundreds of others injured, as student protesters clash with police. Protesters are demanding the resignation of the prime minister over a quota system for government jobs. The violence has left more than 200 dead. This is SRN News. A federal judge has ordered UCLA to craft a plan to protect Jewish students.
The move comes months after pro-Palestinian protests broke out on campus. In a lawsuit against the university, three Jewish students alleged they experienced discrimination on campus and that the university did not do enough to stop it. The protests at UCLA were a part of demonstrations on campuses nationwide against the Israel-Hamas war. The university says it is committed to combating anti-Semitism in all forms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A sewing ministry at a Tucson, Arizona church has made over 15,000 dresses for young girls around the world. The group started more than a decade ago at the Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene, providing dresses and a message of God's love to girls in multiple countries. The ministry holds an annual sew-a-thon every November. This is SRN News. A top Jordanian official is heading to Iran as tensions rise in the Middle East.
The visit by Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Safadi, the first senior official visit in 20 years, comes as the U.S. and its Arab allies try to prevent a regional conflict. Israel killed a senior Hezbollah commander in an airstrike on Beirut recently. A day later, Hamas's top political leader was killed in an explosion in Tehran. Both attacks were widely blamed on Israel, which has acknowledged killing the Hezbollah commander. Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas have vowed to avenge the killings. Jordan, which borders Israel to the east, would likely be in the path of any Iranian retaliatory strike. I'm Karen Shamas.
Vice President Kamala Harris is interviewing finalists this weekend as she gets closer to announcing her VP running mate. The two will begin campaigning together Tuesday, then travel to battleground states all throughout the week in a long blitz. More details at SRNNews.com.